Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June the 22nd, 1925, the foundation stone for the new Harrison's Point Lighthouse was laid by the Governor of Barbados, Lieutenant Colonel Sir Charles O'Brien. According to a plaque on the wall, the contractor for the project was Albert Douglas. The overseer from the Public Works Department was A.C. Weatherhead, and the Superintendent of Public Works was L.C.G. Taggart. The light was lit officially by O'Brien's successor as Governor, W.C.F. Robertson, on April 1, 1926. Harrison's Point Lighthouse derives its name from Robert Harrison and his descendants, who owned and operated a plantation on the land in the northwestern corner of St. Lucie from the 1680s to the 1740s. The name for the area is shown as Harrison's on Thompson's map of Barbados, first published in 1817. Harrison's Point Lighthouse is the youngest of the four lighthouses in Barbados, and was built to guard the jagged coastline of St. Lucie. The other lighthouses are at Needham's Point on Carlisle Bay, Ragged Point on the east coast, and at South Point, the latter guarding the southern approaches to the island. Composed of concrete blocks, the Harrison's Point Lighthouse is cylindrical in shape and stands 26 meters or 85 feet tall. It has a focal plane of 59 meters or 193 feet. Meaning that it stands 59 meters above sea level. During its years of manned operation, the light signature was two flashes of white light every 15 seconds, though this was replaced with a solid red light in about 2007. The eventual deactivation of the light may have been related to the fact that the nearby Harrison's Point facility, once a US naval base, was being used as a temporary prison at that time, following the fire that had destroyed Glengarry Prison in 2005. Since March 2020, the island's main isolation facility for COVID patients has been located at Harrison's Point. Since building work began there on this day in 1925, for almost a century, the Harrison's Point Lighthouse has been standing like a sentry on the northwestern corner of the island. Though it is now abandoned, it has become something of a tourist attraction for the more adventurous visitors to the island, who visit the isolated spot to explore the ruins of the abandoned lighthouse keeper's cottage and climb the tower to take in the panoramic views. The St. Lucie Independence Committee did a clean-up of the site as part of its activities in 2022.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.